Joining me now is Bison head football coach Rob Hammond. Coach, 2-1 on the season. Last week, took the trip out to Cody. Fell in that game, a score of 34-7. You know, outside of the second quarter, I believe our defense played pretty well. This is a team that was averaging, 58 points a game. And while you say holding a team to 34 doesn't sound like a lot, they did have 3 second quarter touchdowns. And outside of that, the Buffalo defense played pretty well in this one.
Yeah, I think we did play pretty well. When I watched it on film, I was pretty happy. For the most part, we tackled pretty well. We took away one, a part of, they like to throw a lot of those bubble screens and balls out to the flat and to try to stretch you from side to side. And we shut that down pretty well. And that took a lot of their counter plays away. So I was happy with that. And then there were a couple times that their guys just made plays and we didn't. And, if we do those plays over again, we might make a play. And that might change a lot of the momentum. So it wasn't a perfect game, and we need to be better, that's for sure. But, there's some promise there, and we played pretty well against a good team.
And Buffalo ended up getting a touchdown late in the third quarter, a 2-yard run by Eli Patterson. What did the Cody defense do that gave the Buffalo offense some problems?
They were able to take away the outside with numbers, where we can normally are able to get outside with speed, and they stacked this with some speed in there. And then in the interior, we had a lot of movement with their tackles and the linebackers, and it just kind of confused our kids. So we were missing some blocking assignments that we normally make, but, it's probably a good thing because we were able to see it before conference starts. And football coaches, we just all copy each other. So I know other teams are going to see what they did to us, and they're going to try to do the same thing. So we had a week to work on it, but, they were just a lot of movement, a lot of twisting, and a lot of stunting, and that kind of confused our guys. And then, we had a lot of kids kind of moving around positions as well, and, it was our first varsity game against a good opponent for some of those guys in those positions. And so, they'll be better this week going forward, just having a week of experience underneath them.
And, Coach, you mentioned conference play. Conference play getting started this week as Lander comes to town. And is it hard to get your team to understand the concept of playoffs in Wyoming high school football and the fact that conference play is basically all that matters when it comes down to getting into the playoffs or not?
It is, and it's funny, and we have to go over that with the kids all the time because, after a loss to Cody, everyone wanted to play well, and it was such an emotional loss that, we just had to explain. And, we got to remember, these are high school boys, and some of them not only don't even know which teams are in our conference, they don't even really understand that. But I think we've done a good job this week. I basically just said, if this is wrestling or basketball, the regional tournament starts now. We just played over 5 weeks instead of over a weekend because, everything matters from here on out. So I think the kids get it. And I think they're ready to come out and play better than we did last week and, play at home and, starting off conference 1-0, which would be a huge step. So they get it, and we're going to be ready for it.
And what are some of the things the Bison have been working on this week leading up to the home match, the home game against Lander?
Well, we haven't added anything new offensively. We're kind of hit by the injury bug right now. So really this week we're just making sure, guys are going to start that don't normally start. We're just making sure they're up to speed. Will can't play again, and we lost Bryce Camino to a little weight room injury, which was unfortunate. And so he's out. So, and you miss two skill guys. We have a lot of guys moving different positions. So you won't really see anything new out of us this week. We just want to make sure the guys who are going to step in are comfortable running our base plays. So that's what we focused on offense. And then defense, Lander, they're pretty vanilla and they're pretty simple, but they can run the triple option sometimes. And, if you're not prepared to stop that and you don't know your assignments, it can turn in some big plays. So defensively, it was all about preparing for Lander, and offensively, it was just making sure everybody's up to speed on the plays that we like to run.
Coach, you mentioned a couple of injuries. Team has been without Ryan Nicholas the past couple of weeks. Is he going to be back this week?
Ryan is going to be back, and thank goodness, because we've been missing him. We need him. He's a good player. He's a good athlete. And then especially losing Bryce this week. So we're going to put him in there. He's actually going to be our he'll start a linebacker. He might actually be our backup tailback. So we're moving around, but Ryan's going to be back, and of course he's good in the kicking game, although Hazen has done such a good job that we haven't really missed a beat there in the kicking game, but it's good to have Ryan back for sure.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you mentioned getting guys ready to step in, the guys that don't normally start, they got to fill in for injured players. Is it sort of, do you kind of preach the next man up? You know, everybody's got to be ready when their number's called and it's time to come in and play.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. And, you know, we let everybody know that it's the next guy up and our expectations aren't going to stop. You know, we're not going to lower our expectations. We still expect guys to make plays when they're out there, and we believe in them. You know, but another thing you have to do is you have to talk to the other players. And sometimes if you're a starter and then somebody new moves in, sometimes those guys feel like they have to try to do too much, and they're trying to do not only their job, but they're trying to do somebody else's job as well, and then they don't do either one very well. So, you know, part of it's just letting the guy who hasn't played much, let him know that we believe in him and we have expectations, but then it's just reminding the other guys that, you know, you just have to be even better just doing your job and making sure you're trusting the guy next to you. So, you know, it's kind of a two-headed beast. You got to make sure that you're addressing both sides of it.
Coach Lander makes the long trip over here for the football game. What do you know about this Lander Tigers team?
Well, you know, we saw him at camp this summer. So I think we got a little bit of a head start on him. But, you know, they're starting over with a brand new coach, and you know, starting over with a new coach, they have to learn a new defense and they have to learn a new offense. So I know that they're kind of struggling to get going this year, but you know, the dangerous thing about a team like that is they're going to get better week to week, and they're going to just continue to improve more and more as they get more comfortable with their coaching stuff. So, you know, they haven't won a game yet this year, but I expect that they're going to be better this week. And, you know, I think they're just going to understand what they're trying to do a little better. So, I know we're going to have to stop their running game. If they're going to throw the ball against us, I feel really confident in that, but we're going to have to stop the running game. You know, and then I know on defense they're not as fast as us, and they on tape they haven't tackled very well. So I know if we can get some of our quick guys into open space, we should have some big plays. But this is a game that we expect to win, but like I always say, it's a bunch of 18-year-old boys, so you never know what's going to happen. We're going to have to do our jobs Friday night.
And, Coach, sometimes those games that you expect to win, you got to make sure your team's not overlooking this week for maybe the next opponent or thinking it's just going to be something they're going to win easily.
Yeah, and this could very well be a trap game because, you know, it's a team that hasn't won. And then next week's Douglas, and, you know, our kids are always focused on Douglas. And but, you know, if you lose to Lander, it really screws everything up. So we have to make sure we can take care of business this week. And, you know, honestly, maybe having a couple guys out has really helped us keep our focus because, you know, there's just a little bit of a doubt when you're going out there with a new team and you don't know how guys are going to perform. And I think they're going to do well, but, you know, maybe that's just going to keep our kids a little focused, thinking we're not going to walk over Lander. We're going to have to go out and earn it. So, yeah, I don't know. I sure do hope the kids come. We've preached that mindset, but let's just hope that they come out and make sure that we just, you know, one play at a time, one series at a time, and win the game, and then worry about next week.
And, Coach, with all that said, what do you need to see from the Bison to get a victory against Lander?
Well, we need to be really fundamental. We need to, on offense, we have to do a good job of just blocking for the guys who are carrying the ball, and then the guys who are carrying the ball, they have to be responsible with it. We just need to avoid turnovers. You know, if we open up holes and we don't have turnovers offensively, I think we'll have a good night. You know, and then defensively, it's just all about getting lined up and, you know, and then just making tackles and then just and really stopping them on first and second down. If we can make Lander have to face second and sevens and third and eights where they don't have a lot of explosive plays and they're having to throw the ball or do things they're not used to, we're going to be okay. So, you know, we're just going to be sound. We're going to be good in the kicking game and we're going to tackle and we're going to block and not turn the ball over. And, if, you know, that's like any game. If you do all those things well, you're going to perform well.
All right, talking with Bison head football coach Rob Hammond. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.